What's up, Winject community? My name is Ryan Bucentini. Obviously, if you were expecting Angelo Sisco, my deepest apologies. He is not here today. He is off on vacation with his beautiful family, so I am stepping in. For those of you that don't know me, I am the number two here at Alpha Hippie, and I'm super pumped to be here teaching you guys and just being part of the community. So with that being said, I would like to present to you guys expanding your comfort zone. So this is something I am truly passionate about. It's a process that I've used over and over. And as a community of content creators, I know how it can really impact you if you do get too comfortable and you're unwilling to challenge your fears. So the reason why I want to talk this topic specifically is it's something that I've really struggled with in both my personal and professional career, and something that I've been using more and more to continue to just level myself up as I continue to grow Alpha Hippie. So the reason why you would ultimately want to confront your comfort zone is because if you don't, it is the thing that will ultimately limit your growth and will stop you from creating a bigger impact in the world. So by choosing to challenge it, this is what really allows you to become the person that you truly want to be. We all have this vision inside of our heads of this ideal person that we would want to be, right? Whether it's an identity as a content creator, as a father, as a spouse, or like whatever it is, we have this beautiful vision of the ultimate person. And by not addressing your comfort zones, you're stuck and you're never going to be able to achieve that. So what I want you guys to really think about throughout this talk is, what steps could you be taking to start to become that ideal identity of that vision that you have in your head? And I'm going to give you some tips. I'm going to give you my process and what I've done and what I'm currently doing for my comfort zone. So I want to kick this off with just a little bit of a story. I promise you it's short, and it kind of paints the picture of why I got to my challenge. So at Alpha Hippie, we have this core value or this kind of guiding light of we help men go pro. It's at the very nucleus, the very center of what we do as a company, and is ultimately the end goal or outcome with every man that we try to work with. We try to get them to go pro in their own vision of that. And I really realized as the company grew that if I was going to do that effectively, I needed to make sure that I was doing it myself. Like whatever my vision is of a pro man, I needed to make sure I was taking the steps to push myself to that point. So for me personally, there were some key areas, at least right now, where I knew I needed to improve and I knew I needed to stretch myself. So these are all under the lens of being a pro man, and they'll ultimately be whatever they want to be or whatever they're going to be for you. So like I said, I focused on seven key areas to really step up and become the best man and the best version that I could be for myself and my family. So I'm going to walk you through the seven now. So the first one I decided to do was I would only eat whole foods. And the reason for this was my father passed away when I was relatively young. He was 58 years old. And I knew as a new dad and a husband and a business partner that I needed to set myself up for long-term success. So I only choose to eat whole foods. Number two, I would sweat daily. So I believe a pro man has total control over his body. He's resilient, he's capable, and that comes through a physical training practice, right? That could be yoga, that could be resistance training, it could be cardio, it could be whatever it is, but I told myself that I had to sweat daily. Number three was breath work. If you don't have a breath work practice, and I know Ange has done a whole episode on this, I highly, highly recommend you check it out. But I personally wanted it to help balance and manage my stress. As I stepped into these comfort zone challenges, or what I called comfort zone challenges, I knew I needed tools to help deal with the anxiety of stepping outside of my comfort zone. So that's why I chose to add that in to part of my daily routine. And then number four, and guys, don't think I'm crazy here. I promise you, this will change your life, with seed retention. So if you don't know what seed retention is, you basically don't ejaculate. And you don't have to do this forever, obviously. And this was not something I chose to do forever, but it really does help with creativity. It helps improve your energy, and it ultimately removed a huge distraction from my life. So those were the three reasons why I decided to add that ultimately into my challenge. Is, as a 36-year-old man with a wife, obviously that is a priority in my life, but I knew it was starting to become too big of a distraction, and it was taking me away from other areas of my life that I wanted to improve. Number five was cold showers. So a lot of people, I believe, do cold showers incorrectly. It's not just about stepping into a cold shower and just suffering and hating your life. It's more about stepping in and being comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that's what I wanted to teach myself. If I am taking this step towards unpleasant, or what some could perceive as unpleasant challenges, I wanted to make sure I was setting myself up to get comfortable with those uncomfortable challenges. So I thought the cold shower was a really easy way to do that. And then number six, I told myself I would follow my calendar. So I am definitely the person who I will allow other people onto my calendar at the detriment to my schedule. So I knew if I was really going to be a pro man, I needed to create structure and discipline within my life, because that's ultimately what would prevent distraction and keep me on track towards this goal. And then the last thing, number seven, was I told myself I wouldn't watch TV. So Netflix, I mean, I love you. There's so much good stuff coming out on that right now. I told myself that I couldn't do it because it just turned into such a huge time suck. And I caught myself just sitting on the couch and automatically turning it on. So that, for me, was my pro man challenge and where I was at that point in my life. So I did this a couple months ago. It was wildly beneficial. It completely turned my life upside down in a really productive way and helped me create the next iteration of Alpha Hippie. So the reason why I wanted to go through those is I'm about to go back into it and do it again. And this is my announcement of that into the world, which we'll talk about when we get to the steps of how you can create your own challenge. But I really want you guys to understand that if you follow these steps, you can do anything that you put your mind to. You just have to be okay getting a little bit comfortable, being uncomfortable. And when you finally take the step to address these things, it unlocks a beautiful world for you. And as content creators, a much larger impact. So you're probably asking yourself how you can do this. Well, the first thing you want to do is you're going to write down in vivid detail, with as the best description you possibly can, the person that you want to become, right? That ideal person that I talked about in the beginning of this, okay? So I want you to write it and then read it. And if you aren't super excited about that person, or you aren't slightly uncomfortable, you have to rewrite it. and add more detail because you're not stretching yourself enough. Number two, you're going to brainstorm a list of everything that you could do to take a step towards becoming that identity. Okay. Just completely brain dump everything that you could think about. And then we're not going to try to do all of those things at one time. So you need to refine it. And it's not about what you can do right now, because you don't want to get in the habit of playing too small. So don't just pick the easy things. Pick something that's going to stretch you. Obviously, this is a comfort zone challenge, right? So pick something that's going to force you to step outside into the world and challenge you and make you a little bit uncomfortable, but only pick a few. I knew that I could do 7 because I had done something like this before, and they're relatively small in the grand scheme of things, okay? Number four, you're going to set the stakes and put it into the world. So just like I'm doing right now, you know, put it out on Facebook, put it out on Instagram, put it out into the world so you do have some support and accountability, right? Accountability can be a great thing, but you don't want to become too reliant on it for your success. But I do think it's important to put it out there so it's not just in the shadows. And if you don't do it, no one says anything to you. All right. So Winject, hold me accountable to this. Number five. Okay. So if you follow this, if you mess up, you have to restart. The most important part of this is the consistency portion. So if you, you know, we're going to do this for 30 to 40 days. If you make it to day 29 and you fall off, you have to restart it. Okay. It's so important for you to show yourself, to trust yourself that you can do something like this. Okay. And like I said, we're going to do this for 30 to 40 days. So that brings me into my last step. You do it for 30 to 40 days. It takes about 21 days to create a habit change. So after you make the habit change, it's important to give yourself a little bit of extra time to integrate it into your life, right? To really start to feel it, to dissect it. And, you know, you have to get over the hump, the challenge of the hump. And then you're like, okay, I can do this long term. So those are the 6 steps, guys. If you decide to take on the challenge, like I said, this is very much a personal challenge. So don't feel like you have to be limited to the things that I said. This is all about you and your comforts. If you're a content creator and, you know, you're afraid of getting in front of the camera, put that out there. That could be your challenge. You're going to get in front of a camera for 30 days. I really want to see this community blow up, and I want to see some awesome content coming out of this. So if you guys do decide to do this, please tag I Am Alpha Hippie and Winject. We would love to follow along your journey, give you some support, and answer any questions that you guys may have. But guys, that's what I have for you. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm so gracious and honored if you took the time to listen to this. And we'll talk soon. Much love.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.